Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back on this glorious Friday morning. 9:45 here in Virginia. Man, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming. And guess what? Now watching on YouTube. Tell an enemy, tell a coworker, tell somebody about the podcast. You know what? This year for Christmas, I want you to put a little Bluetooth speaker downstairs. So when Santa Claus comes, he can listen to my podcast while he's dropping off Chinese-made toys that he bought from Amazon. Tell Santa about my podcast. You know, there has to be a Santa Claus out there who's actually pretty happy. Like, thank God I don't have to have any of these kids sitting on my fucking lap this year. You know, he likes this time of year because it's extra money. But he's just getting to that age where, like, he's telling his wife, like, my knees just can't take it, honey. I just can't. And he's like, thank God I'm making this money, but I don't have to have these kids sitting on my goddamn lap crying, peeing, shitting. Whatever kids do, it's got to be hell. It's got to be hell to be a Santa Claus. It's just a dichotomy of life. Everybody, it's supposed to be the most joyous occasion as a kid. It's Christmas, for Christ's sake, right? That's what's funny about that line. It's just like Christmas Story, man. It's either kids who are absolutely ecstatic to be in that line and can't wait, and then there's the parents who want their kid to have the exact same childhood that they had, or they can't wait to post the pic of their kid on Santa's lap on Facebook. And the kid is just like, I don't want to sit on this weird dude's lap. It's kind of scary. But you make them do it anyway, and you get a picture of a kid crying for $49. You know? That's what we do. It's fucking hilarious, man. Just some of the pictures we all have of Santa Claus where you're like three and you're completely freaking out. Those are classic. But it's so funny how we just want our kids to have the exact same experiences that we thought were fantastic. And I'll be honest, that can get in the way of you being a parent. That can hurt more than help. You got to do it how they would like to have it, you know, how they want to do it themselves, man. You know, you didn't grow up exactly like your parents or your next door neighbor or even your best friend. It's just all a little different, and they turn out fine. Your kid will turn out fine. That's what's something I have to tell myself a lot. Like, hey, he'll be fine if it's not exactly how yours was done. But I get it scary. You go, okay, we did all this and I seem to be okay. Maybe if I stay close to that line, they'll be okay. I get it. It's scary for everybody, you know? God, this is so funny. It's Christmas, and in that line, you got kids that are absolutely terrified. They don't want to do it, but you want the toys. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, man, if you're new, welcome to the show. It's only about 20 minutes to talk about just random shit. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's real. I can talk about real shit. Just depends how I'm feeling and what the hell is going on. But I always do this. I always give you guys my milestones. And for those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. His name was Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life, things that are happening with him. Sometimes it's big. Sometimes it's not. This week, we had an issue with Miles telling me a lie. Yes, he told me a story the other day. And it wasn't funny, but it was funny. So he's learning to multiply 2-digit numbers by 1-digit numbers. And I got to be honest, for a third grader, he's a smart kid. And he has confidence issues. He really does. With the ADHD, they want to be perfect, and making mistakes is catastrophic for them. So he was very, very nervous, even though he knows how to do it. So we go through a couple, and I go, you want some more help? He goes, no, I got it. And then I noticed he just kind of took the Chromebook and went upstairs. And I was like, this isn't really normal behavior for him. And I was like, whatever. Maybe because his mama's up there, he wants to go hang out. But I did take notice. And he comes back downstairs and he's light of foot. He's feeling great. He's in a great mood. I was like, did you finish? He goes, yep. I go, cool. Was it easy? Oh, yeah, it was easy. And I was like, all right. So I was like, and you did it yourself? No calculator? Nope. I did it all by myself. So he goes about his school day. And I'm like, all right, let me see everything you did today. Let's see that math you did. And there was one that was pretty hard. A lot of eights. It was like 89 times seven. And look, that's, I hate the eights and nines when it comes to multiplication. That was always like an issue for me when I was a kid. I always get so confused about those. So I went right to that one. I was like, how'd you get this answer? And man, he started stuttering and stammering and that's what he does when he gets really nervous. And he starts to freak out. And I'm like, hey man, just calm down. How'd you get the answer? And he's like, I don't remember. And that's when it hit me. I was like, all right, he went up there and used the calculator. And I just gave him a look and he folded, man. He folded. I was like, hey man, look at me. Where'd you get these answers, man? And he didn't want to say it, but I was like, what did you do? And he was like, he just started crying. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to get it wrong. It was too hard. And he finally confessed. He used the calculator and he felt terrible, but it didn't take much. It didn't take much for him to fold. I mean, just a quick little, like, did you use a calculator? And he was done. So as Paulie would say, word to the wise. In the future, man, I feel bad for his friends because he will rat on them in a heartbeat. He folded, man. He folded. And I told him, I was like, hey, when you lie, you got to remember the lie. I was like, it's a lot to remember. You got to have a story. I was like, that's why it's really not worth it. You gotta have too much. But it's just insane how dumb your kids think you are. So it blows my mind. It's just like, do you really think you're smarter than me? You're eight. Fucking insane. But man, it's it was pretty funny watching them fold. The crying wasn't funny. The amount of pressure I didn't have to apply it was laughable. But he felt bad. He said he'll never do it again. But yeah, we're just trying to nail home the fact that we really need to be able to trust him. He's getting to an age where in a couple years we'll be able to leave him at home and we can run out to the store or whatever. And I told him, we need to trust you that you're not doing things that you're not supposed to do while we're not here. And he seems to get it. But I try to hit it home. I was like, if you do anything, just don't lie to us. Just don't lie. I was like, that just makes it worse. And he felt terrible, but we went back, we erased all the answers and we walked through it and he got it done. And that's the part that really hurt me the most. You know, he's a kid. We've all done it. We've all busted out the calculator. You know, we've all done it. But see, when we did it, it was a little bit harder, at least for me. Okay. Well, when I was in elementary school, I just didn't have easy access to a calculator. Like he could hop on his little phone or pull it up on his laptop, get that calculator. But see, back in my day, my dad had this old school desk that had like the accordion top. I guess back then, like every guy wanted, why did I say guy? Like good guy. Every guy wanted a, like an office, something real formal looking, nice dark wood, make it seem like you're doing better than you are. Like he owns some type of logging company or some shit. Like you're an old school, like you own a fucking, what do you call it? Like a fur trading post? You hire some guys to go to the New World and here you are back in London with your nice fucking oak desk getting telegrams for some dude you're paying shit money in the New World to bring back fucking fox pelts or some shit. I don't know where I got that from. But so that was his desk to do business. That was his business desk. That's where guys used to pay their bill. People paid their bills. So, guy, I got to write a check to the electric company. Let me sit at this nice desk and open up a Trapper Keeper with these payroll checks that I paid money for. That was always funny. That's how my ex-girlfriend, her dad had a fucking checkbook and a binder. He didn't have a checkbook in his back. He had a binder, and it looked like a fucking payroll check. So I was like, God damn, this guy is doing pretty well to have his checks in a binder. But so, yeah, if I wanted a calculator, I had to go into the living room, into the desk, going through bills and paperwork and all that shit to find a calculator. It was harder. It was a lot harder. But we did it. So I'm not really mad at that because we've all done it. That was a weird hole I went down. My bad. We've all been there. We've all done it. And so that really didn't bother me. And you know what's funny? I told my mom, and my mom, classic grandmother, oh, take it easy on him. He's just showing you his creativity. He just could show you he was showing you he could figure it out different ways. I'm like, no, there's no way in the world you will let me slide. Okay. Back in 1989, by going into dad's desk and getting that calculator that you had to boot up, plug it in. And then you get caught because a lot of the old ones had the receipts. Even if you didn't have the paper, it was still like when you hit the plus, it would still do that fucking. What are you doing? I'm using the calculator. I don't know. But we talked, and he's doing a lot better. He actually handled it pretty well because a lot of his meltdowns last for several minutes. But he was able to contain himself, and I'm really proud of him. We talked about it, and hopefully lesson learned. I know this isn't the end, but we're really trying to hit home the fact that he can't lie to us. Yeah, so that was a big thing with him today, man. It's just being a parent, man. It's just nonstop stuff. You know, you feel conflicted because you understand you've been there. You've done the same things. You don't want to be too hard like you're some self-righteous prick, but they got to learn. So it's just parenting is just nothing but a bunch of thin lines, man. It's nothing but thin lines. And I've said it before. It's thin lines. It's tough, man. It is so tough. It is scary. But I really enjoy it. I really enjoy being a dad and being around my son. No matter how frustrating it can be at times when you feel like you don't know what you're doing, it's very rewarding. But all right, I'll move on to a few topics. Nothing serious this week, man. Just silly shit, you know. Just trying to keep it light for once during this time of the year. We got our tree up, or should I say trees? Look, when the hell did we start getting three trees? That's what I had to ask myself. I know. Well, actually, we have four trees. We have four. My wife has some weird, like a little cute designer Christmas tree where it has like the silhouette of a woman. It's like one of those things that like designers and stylists would just hang clothes on. It looks like a body. I forgot what you call it, but it looks like that. It's nice. You know, my wife is really into fashion and all that kind of stuff. So she has it in our room. And then we have two little kind of decorative trees that, you know, but they're like 6 feet tall and you still got to decorate them a little bit, even though you just take them out of the box. And then we got the main tree that we all decorated. It's just like, man, this is insane. We have three trees downstairs and one in our room. And he has one. Now I think we have five. He has one that's shaped like a snowman in his room. We got five Christmas trees in this house. Fucking insane. Insane. We got stockings hanging everywhere. It's fun. It's Christmas time, man. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, he backed out. He didn't want a computer. So now we're just trying to figure out what the hell to get this kid. He wrote a nice letter to Santa saying like he didn't need anything. And, you know, basically, you know, find somebody else to help out this year, Sandy, because I'm good. It's like, man, he's too nice. He's too nice. Me, I was asking for every goddamn thing in the world. But I appreciate it, man. I like the fact that he's 8 years old and he feels like he's satisfied and he doesn't need more. I think that's a good sign for a kid. I was thinking about this too. We don't respect the winter like we used to. That was the time for human beings. Like we spent our entire lives preparing for this time of year. It was terrifying. It was scary. People died. People starved. It was a rough go. It was a rough go, especially if you lived up north. You know, It was rough. It was rough. People were terrified. Winter's coming. Not anymore. We don't give a shit. We're looking forward to it. Everybody has a jacket that you can't wait to break out. You got ladies, you got your Uggs and your tights or your big ass boots. White girls, you got your little comfy hats with the balls on top. We got jackets for our dogs. We just can't wait until all of our favorite coffee shops break out the pumpkin spice. We can't wait to break out the sleds and build snowmen, right? Drive around and see the Christmas lights. I think about that. What if winter was a person? The fact that we are not scared of him anymore. You know, I feel like he's Lefty from Donnie Brasco in the mob, gets no respect at all. Right. But back in his day, he was terrifying. You know, stone cold killer. But now it's just like, yeah, pumpkin spice lattes. Let's go to Colorado and go skiing. We can't wait to build that fire pit in our backyard. Or if you got a hot tub, we can't wait to jump in. That's got to be a hit to the male ego for Father Winter. You know, to be the Omar coming. To like, whatever. What's up, Omar? You gay? That's cool. Oh, is that a shotgun? Oh, Benelli? That's nice, man. Cool. Oh, hey, look, I don't have any money on me, but, you know, I can point you in the right direction. Just not even scared. You know he's pissed at home thinking about how can I rebrand myself? What the fuck can I do to get the respect I used to have from these early human beings? Crying to his wife, look at him, Summer. They're having fun. They always loved you. Fucking winter, man. I love winter. I like the cold winter. I'm not into the snow anymore, but I do like a winter coat. I love the layer. I love boots. I can't say it's my favorite time of year. Christmas is probably my favorite holiday. But I like winter clothes. I'm into winter clothes. I was never a six-pack guy, so summer's not where I thrive. I like a nice jacket with a hoodie underneath, skull cap. That's a cool look, man. That's the look I like to go for. Now, one of my favorite artists, I like saying artist now instead of rapper. It makes me seem like I'm more mature than I am. It doesn't seem like I'm this 40-year-old dude just listening to new rap. So I like to say artist. You know, so one of my new favorite artists is Lil Baby, a rapper out of Atlanta. And apparently recently he paid to have relations with the lady, Miss London, who is an adult film star. So I hear. If I knew who she was, I would admit it. I really don't. But apparently he paid $16,000 to have sex with this woman. And according to her, best sex of her life, and people were going nuts. And look, have you seen Lil Baby? The guy's tiny. He looks like a gremlin. This lady fucks for real. She's a professional. All right. We've all seen the members that these brothers are slanging in porn. Okay. I highly doubt Lil Baby is bringing the same type of heat. I applaud her because what she did was perfect for her business. Why would she take $16,000 from this man and go, hey, yeah, fuck Lil Baby. And guess what? It was terrible. No, she was like, yo, this was the best dick of my life. And her stock went up, his go up. And now, for dudes that have the money that wanted to have an experience like that, now they're not hesitant to do it at all. Why would she fuck up her own money like that? No dude would want to pay anything and then to have it put out there that he was terrible in bed. It's the right move. Did he really beat it up? No, I would say no. To me, that's no different than like you playing basketball against a professional athlete. And you win, they go, hey, that was the best player I ever played against. They're lying. There's no way. Okay. A guy that gets to defend LeBron James and Bradley Beal and all these other great basketball players day in, day out, you're not going to impress them with your YMCA game. You're not. They're pulling your chain. They want you to feel good. And there's no telling how many offers this woman got after she said that. What dude wouldn't want good dick press? This guy, hey, let me get in there. I need some positive feedback about my dick game. And I want it to go viral. It's smart, okay? So if you're young and dumb and you think Lil Baby really destroyed this woman, I highly doubt it. She's bigger than he is. He didn't do shit, okay? But I really just don't understand why these dudes pay for that stuff. It's like, I don't get it. Maybe because I don't live that lifestyle, but to have all that money and to pay a porn star, I don't get it. I'm not going to judge. People can do what they want to do, but me personally, it doesn't make sense. I wouldn't want to waste my time or money. And I'm older too, so there's no way in hell I would pay $16,000 to fuck anybody. And I'll get out on this, and we'll move on about our weekend. So I ran across this video on Facebook. This guy named Kevin Samuels. Now, I don't know much about him, but he seems to be one of these guys. He dresses nice. He's an older black dude with the big plastic frame glasses and the fitted, dress shirts and all. He looks nice. You know, he looks well put together. He looks like he could be a preacher, pimp, entrepreneur kind of guy, right? So he has a show where he gives people relationship advice. And this lady, who, according to him, wasn't very attractive, but she had been making six figures for a few years now. And she felt like she was entitled to meeting guys that financially were equal to her. But there was a lot of other prerequisites that needed to be filled in order for them to be a viable candidate for her. You know, they're looking for the 6'5", jawline, six pack and all this kind of stuff. And he thought she really wasn't that attractive. She's middle 30s, and she had a 13-year-old boy with a sketchy baby daddy. And he told her, like, look, one, you're in your mid-30s. You got a 13-year-old son, sketchy dad, and you're really not that hot. So you need to lower your expectations. And people had a fit. And I have to be honest with myself. My initial reaction to that video was like, goddamn right. He told her off. She's right. She needs to stop being so sensitive. Women don't want to hear anything bad about themselves. While I'll say what he was saying in general had some truth to it, but he really was a dick about it. When I watched it the second time, because I had a friend of mine come on my AMA show and we talked about it, and I had watched it a second time and I took notes, and I was like, you know what? This guy is kind of being a dick about this whole situation. He definitely could have handled it a lot better, but to a degree, he's right. There are a lot of, and this goes for men and women, people feel like they're entitled to what they want aesthetically and financially in a relationship. People always feel like, yes, they are the exception and not the rule. And people do need to be realistic. It's just like, man, most guys with money don't really care if a woman has money. They want a super fine, super attractive woman. And if she happens to have money and a great job, that's a plus. But most dudes are looking for a fine ass woman. And she's not a fine ass woman. She's, you know, an average looking woman. And he told her, hey, you're probably going to find an average looking guy. You need to lower your expectations. But social media has people so fucked up, man, so fucked up that they just think like, oh, I'll make $130,000. I should be able to find a guy that makes two, three times that. We're in the six figure range. You know, hey, I'm entitled to that. But you got to make sure everything else matches with that as well. And sometimes your looks don't match up. Now, she made way more money. It might help. But again, guys don't really care about that, especially guys who make a shit ton of money. They don't really give a fuck. You know, most guys with money like a woman they can impress. And a woman that has money, typically not easily impressed with shit because she can buy it for herself. But it was just eye-opening to see, quite a few black females upset about that. But then he had another video where some guy wanted women to chase him. And he blatantly asked this guy, do you have a big dick? No, you don't. And you're fat and you're kind of short. You're tripping. You must be insane and out of your mind if you think that you being a fat guy with no great job and no big dick that women should be chasing you. And I shared that video as well. And it's just weird to me whenever like people are harsh with men when it comes to relationship advice, it's okay. But the moment you step over the line with a woman, it is not okay. But I understand as men, we have to talk to guys a little bit differently, man. We're in a different position when it comes to relationships. And I think that men really need to have a realistic expectation of what they should be looking for in women, man, because that shit hits home hard and fast. So I think before dudes get too out of their mind, you need to be brought back down. Like, hey, dude, women that look like that aren't into you. So stop wasting your time and stop wasting their time. You're embarrassing yourself. See, that's the kind of shit you can tell your buddy, but you can never tell a lady friend of yours the exact same thing. You kind of got to dance around it. But it is what it is. That's all I got this week. You guys have a great weekend. There's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Oh, I got a TikTok too. I don't really like it. It's just a bunch of bony ass white girls in bikinis dancing the trap. And but I'm on there posting my content. So if you're on TikTok, check me out at Chris Allen Comedy. You have a good one. I'm out. Peace.